MPA would primarily like to reiterate our support to all civilians around the world living either in active conflict or suffering from the harm caused by conflict and the long-term effects of the use of explosive weapons, including the anti-personnel mines. When we discuss international cooperation and assistance, the increasing needs of the mine action and disarmament sector force us to start with funding, which is dropping and is dependent on the few same donors who are committed to supporting this convention's objectives, for which we are thankful. However, we do hope to see increased and diversified funding initiatives, with more states coming on board to support affected states' parties get rid of the anti-personnel mine contamination. Funding for humanitarian crises, such as in Ukraine, is essential, but should not come at the expense of, but rather in addition to, addressing legacy contamination and helping affected states in post-conflict countries, such as Zimbabwe, reach completion. We welcome statements on this matter, such as just made by France under this agenda item, and hope to see more donor states follow suit. Furthermore, national platforms have proven to be a useful format to foster cooperation between states' parties in support of successful fulfillment of affected states' parties' obligations under this treaty. Yet, even though their usefulness is evident, the national platforms have lately fallen dormant and need to be used more, as per Action 44 of the Oslo Action Plan. We encourage affected states' parties to make active efforts to bring all relevant stakeholders around the table and further encourage donor states to support such efforts, enhancing national coordination mechanisms and sustainable long-term national capacities does not only support fulfilling the convention obligations, but also provides preconditions for successful residual contamination management. Finally, we welcome efforts by Thailand and Cambodia, as well as Peru and Ecuador, for their cooperation concerning mine areas on their shared borders in support of and in the spirit of this convention. MPA reconfirms our commitment to both cooperation initiatives and stands ready to assist as necessary. We also encourage donors to support such exemplary cooperation efforts between affected states with an aim to help them meet their deadlines. Thank you.